You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Now, with clear seed peaches, tomatoes, and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at jcalvertfarms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us as we continue to highlight the subject of autism. I was traveling up I-65 the other day as I was headed to Nashville. I was listening to a program that was coming out of Columbia. It was a news segment. And on the news segment, they mentioned Fabian Odin and his effort to build a database for first responders when it comes to autism, those that are nonverbal. So like when I was a police officer, if I had a nonverbal young person with autism, I would then know some details about them because of a questionnaire that is put out to the families to build that database for first responders. I reached out to Fabian because this is a great idea. And right now, I would call it in the pilot program phase as he is testing it out in Maury County as well as Colbert County. This guy is doing amazing work, and I wanted to be able to share about it today. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Fabian Odin.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. You're currently a student at St. George's University. In your background, you are very familiar with the first responder community and their needs.
Yes, sir, that's correct. And with the large spectrum of autism, it is a knowledge gap that first responders have. And it's something that I don't want to say it's been neglected, but it's something that is not understood and nobody knows how to approach it.
Well, Fabian, what was it in particular about the autism community that raised awareness for you to develop this database?
So it was seeing multiple stories throughout the news sources of individuals who were losing their lives over something that could have been mitigated against, as far as knowing that that person was nonverbal or knowing that that person was autistic and had different triggers, and or knowing that that person, individual, was attracted to water, and how to start searching. So a lot of this stuff was a one of those things to where, you know, how could this have been prevented? And then developing it from that standpoint, but also incorporating parents with individuals with autism, just because I'm no expert whatsoever whenever it comes to autism spectrum disorder, but I wanted to see what the parents' concerns were about their kids, or what are some of the things that keeps them up at night and that they worry about, that if a child elopes, you know, what's the process? So I kind of wanted to get their input and see about, okay, well, how can I provide a little bit of, you know, comfort for that parent to let them know, hey, there's something in place for your child if this was to occur.
What has been the procedure thus far to test out the database to see if this works?
So what we've been doing as far as sending out QR codes and then collecting that information from the community, and then as far as monitoring it with different dispatchers, getting their input, just because, you know, one person's idea doesn't make it work. So it takes a team. It takes a whole bunch of angles to make sure that this is going to be something that's going to be beneficial and not just done quickly and pushed out there just to say it's out there. So this is one thing that's been developing, and, you know, there's been good parts, there's been bad parts, and then there's the good, the bad, the ugly, and we're fixing each part of it as we go along through this. So that's my overall goal, is just to make sure that, you know, if we can decrease the death of a autistic individual by 1% each year, that's the overall goal. I know it's not going to happen overnight, but if we start small, we're taking the first step in the right direction.
And not only are you going to medical school and you were a previous paramedic, but you've also been a police officer in Mount Pleasant, Tennessee. So you also have that experience as an officer, boots on the ground, dealing with various types of people, including those in the autistic community.
Yeah. Yes, sir, that's correct. And, you know, whenever there is a scene that is considered unsafe, police officers, you know, we're the first ones to go in as well and try and figure out what's going on. And going into the type of situations where, for example, someone is, an autistic person has anxiety issue, or they are overstimulated by sensory, and police gets on there, the main concern for the police officers are, of course, officer safety, then the family safety, the you know, everybody's in that is involved safety. But we also want to get control of that scene, because if we don't have control of that scene, everything escalates. But once we get on scene and it's in a, you know, an individual with autism that we don't know that they have autism, they're going to feed off of our behavior. So if we come in aggressive and we start using trigger words towards them, they are going to either become a fight or flight risk. Either they're going to start fighting, and or they're going to take off running, and that could be misinterpreted in many different ways of, okay, why are they running? Because, to you know, autism is one of those things that you cannot just look at somebody and look at their characteristics and go, okay, they have autism. It's a behavior thing. And sometimes most individuals, especially nonverbal people, cannot express that. So,
is this approved by both post Alabama and Tennessee?
Yes, sir. So the course that was taught for first responders is post certified. For law enforcement, and CEUs are given for fire and EMS. The first class was last Tuesday and had 83 individuals between Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia. There was 83 individuals that attended that Zoom meeting.
Wow. So it was how does that make you feel, Fabian, to have 83 participate in the very first meeting?
It's a rewarding feeling to know that other people, other responders have this same concern that I do, and it's being on their mind, and it's finally, you know, taking that first step. And spite people's interest. This is just one of those things to where, you know, autism does not just affect a certain race, ethnicity, gender. It affects everybody. So that incorporates everybody. Doesn't matter where you're from, who you're from, et cetera. It's one of those things that, wow, this is something that we can all work on together and know that, you know, we're doing it just because it's our family member, it's our neighbor. It doesn't matter, you know, their background. It's because, you know, our neighbors, their child has autism, and we want to make sure that they're safe.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Fabian Oden. He has the background of a paramedic, a police officer. He currently studies at St. George's University, working on his medical degree. And we want to continue this conversation on the other side with Fabian to talk about this autism program, autism awareness for first responders, to build a database to know who law enforcement first responders are interacting with and have the skills and the knowledge to be able to improve that interaction. Will you stick with me, Fabian?
Yes, sir.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525. Or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Jacob Johnson from Marble City Pharmacy, and we've got exciting news. An all-new Marble City Pharmacy and Gift Shop is coming soon. That's right, we're getting bigger and better. We will have more space and be adding a drive-thru, and we'll still be in the same great location we are today. While the construction is happening, we'll be moving a few doors down in the same shopping center, Ogletree Plaza. But don't worry, all of our fantastic services will still be available, including in-store pickup, curbside service, and free home delivery. We can't wait for you to see our new pharmacy and gift shop. Thank you for making Marble City Pharmacy Coosa Valley's best.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us as we talk to Fabian Oden. And I mentioned in the first segment, I was traveling up I-65, and I believe the news station was coming out of Columbia. when I found out about autism awareness for first responders and this database that is being built right now as we speak in Murray County, Tennessee, and Colbert County, Alabama. When I heard about Fabian Odin and his plan, his program that he has established and working on right now, I wanted to bring awareness to you, the listener, and also encourage more places and more locations in the future as this program works in Murray County and as they see it working in Colbert County. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Fabian.
Thank you, sir.
I still have in my mind 83 people for the first class. That tells you and me and people who are listening right now that this is something that was absolutely needed. But I am glad to see that people are interested in learning more, in helping those interactions out there on the street so that it helps to save lives.
Yes, sir, that is correct. It's one of those things that, you know, it's an uncomfortable conversation to have with individuals, and it's one of those to where we will focus on it once it happens and then document it then. But a lot of things can be prevented that way. A lot of things can be prevented just by reaching out. And so, you know, with this database, my goal is to, you know, run it for a trial in these two counties. But once that trial is done and, you know, we found the major hiccups, I'm still working on developing, and I have plans on expanding this out to multiple states. And that way it could be a multi-state database to where, you know, no matter where you're at, you've got this information in this database. Even if you're on vacation, any dispatch center can pull up this information and start sending out information if a child has eloped while they were on vacation. And, you know, it's going to take a team to do it. So we're just taking the first step.
And Fabian, I'll say this as a first responder who would oftentimes send myself to training on my own dime, that there's an old saying, you don't know what you don't know. But I say that when there's an opportunity to know what you didn't know, it's on us to take advantage of that opportunity and learn. And if we're a first responder and we're in that critical position where a life could be in jeopardy, then we definitely should make sure that we have more knowledge, more experience, more training than sometimes we get at, say, police academy or other forms of training that we get as a first responder, and build on that. Just like you're building a Lego project, you keep putting those blocks on each other to finish that project out, to keep working on it and building it.
Yes, sir. I completely agree with you 100%. One thing that I always think about is time is the only thing in life that cannot be reacquired. So if we neglect that time and we don't take action, it cuts time short on someone's life that could have been positively impacted from the situation. So that's the goal of first responders. You know, where a lot of us are really, you know, how can we fix this? How can we change it? But, you know, taking the first step is always the hardest, just because you don't know where this is going to go, you know. So, you know, just by reaching out to a lot of family members and going to some of the autistic learning centers, and I sat down and started learning how to better communicate with these individuals, just because whenever I graduate from medical school and, you know, my goal is to do emergency medicine or family medicine, it's going to help me as a provider to make sure that that individual is going to get the best treatment available and not just me guessing, oh, okay, well, I think they're in pain. Well, if I know ahead of time that, okay, this person communicates like this, this is going to be my treatment plan approach.
And Fabian, while we've talked about the responsibility of first responders in education, there's also a responsibility for caretakers and parents when it comes to this database. What is it that you hope to get from those who are caretakers of those who are nonverbal with autism?
And I would say that what I would really love to see, especially from each state, is, you know, maybe have a registry. For example, if you have a swimming pool or a large body of water on your property, that you have to register with your local county government. And that registry is kept up with and mapped out on a map That way, if an autistic individual does go missing, we can pull up a map, and no matter where you're at, it's like, okay, yes, there's a swimming pool located within a mile where this individual went missing, and this is where we need to begin our search at. Because a lot of those studies, there's 65% of the autistic children that do elope, 49% of those individuals will be found drowned in a pond, a lake, or some type of water source because they are attracted to water and they have no sense of danger. So if we know that, hey, there's a swimming pool here, a lake here, a river here, we can send one police officer to the family, and then we can send, go ahead and start launching, the fire department and the water rescue towards the river, and, send another police officer towards the closest swimming pool. And that way we can mitigate the drownings. We can intercept that child multiple ways versus getting on scene, meeting at one location, and then trying to track that child. And that's where the time that we don't spend pre-planning comes back and causes a child to lose their life.
And Fabian, I'll start this part of the conversation by asking the question, how much is a life worth? And one of the things when it comes to programs, implementing new programs, the people who are the decision makers look at the bottom line when they look at the dollars and they look at their budgets. What does it look like for Maury County, Colbert County, when it comes to cost of implementing a database like this?
That's a really good question, and that's something that I've thought about. But as far as just the cost of it, that'll be my last approach whenever this goes out. I want to make sure that this is developed first, and then I'll kind of spend time with looking at that. But I really want to spend time on, let me make this the best I can.
Yes.
And, make sure that it's the best tool out there. And then I'll, go out with a price. But I think if I start going out, if I get a price in my head first, that's what I'm going to produce.
That's right.
I'd rather produce it, make sure that I get input. And then, that's something that I can worry about, later, or while this is still trialing out. Because if I start putting price on it now and, it goes out, and then somebody goes, oh, well, it's not that good of a product because I didn't fix that issue that was, that should have been addressed on my front end, then it's just a snowball effect to where now this is not going to be beneficial for anybody. So
exactly. So how were you able to implement this in Maury County to get the test run, and then in Colbert County as well in the future, other counties, other states? But initially, how did the program get started? How did you get that thumbs up?
So I worked on I made sure that the database was completely up and running. I did several tests by myself on it. And then I went to the EMA directors, Director Smith at Colbert County, and I talked to Assistant Director of 911, Lynn Thompson at Maury County, and I pitched this idea, and I was like, we all agree, like, this is a issue to where, okay, yeah, we don't have a handle on this, but there were some some policies or some protocols in place on in the book that, hey, this is how we're going to this person goes missing, this is how we handle this. I was like, well, with technology today, we can use so many other sources to make sure that, every source that is available is, trying to make sure that we're intersecting this individual if they have a load. So I pitched the idea, and they were ready to go with it. And I made some flyers for the community, made videos on YouTube to show the community how to fill out the form, and also reached out to multiple people and tell them constantly, hey, look, if you have a problem, if it's, at 10 o'clock at night and this is not working at the dispatch center, call me.
I got access no matter where I'm at. And then that's one thing I also want to make sure that even though I'm in medical school in St. George's, I still have access to fix the database. You know, I've copied and pasted everything down and made sure that I have backups. And that way, one phone call, one text message, it just takes a couple of clicks. And I can fix that problem then instead of waiting. They have to come back and then work on it. So
that's awesome, Fabian. And I want people to know if they want to connect and find out more how they can do that.
Oh, yes, sir. So feel free to Instagram, Facebook, my phone number. You know, I'm a big firm believer that if I didn't need a phone, I wouldn't get my phone number out. So, you know, phone number, personal phone number, feel free to reach out. That's the only way that we're going to be able to work together and, you know, me learn about continuing to learn about autism and, you know, putting it in the language that first responders can understand. So, however, social media, phone number, email, anything that you can got, get in contact with me.
What's the email?
MedicOdin@gmail.com.
That's your email to reach out to Fabian Odin about this special database, this questionnaire, this program that's being developed in Colbert County, Maury County, thanks to Fabian, who is currently attending medical school, St. George's University. Fabian, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show to share about this effort, and anything I can do to help you move it forward, I'm happy to be a vehicle for that, my friend.
I really do appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
When we come back, we'll have Della Morgan and her mom, Jennifer, with Delgens, based in Lee County, Alabama. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Looking for direction in this volatile market? Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing rainbow to you. Listen to your eyes, listen to your eyes.
You can sing
a rainbow, sing a rainbow,
sing along with me.
yellow and pink and green, purple and
I saw a video of a young lady named Della who was serving people at the World Games, and it was a shaved ice truck. And I was very impressed by this young lady as I watched the interview. So I reached out to Del Jens and asked to speak with Della. I have Jennifer Morgan and Della Morgan on the line with me right now as we recognize this young entrepreneur. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Jennifer and Della.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. How was that for you, Della, to have a reporter come up to you at the World Games and want to do an interview?
It felt good because I can experience to be on TV for the Birmingham News, and that was the first time that I ever did an interview in Birmingham, and I was so happy. My mom, she actually cried because I did so good.
Oh, well, you're in Lee County, Alabama, so that's where Opelika, Auburn, and your community of Salem, Alabama, where that is. So Birmingham is quite a ways away, and that's a brand new audience of people to find out about Del Jens. That's pretty cool that you have new people now, even up here in North Alabama and across the country, who will see that story and learn about your business.
Thank you. It's really good to experience new things and see new people and how happy they get.
And happiness is a big part of ice cream and shaved ice. Did you have a lot of happy people at the World Games this year?
Yes, they're like, it's the best thing they ever had. And next time they're going to host us for any of their events that they want to do with us.
Incredible. So you have a truck or trailer that you serve from, and you're able to take that and work different events, parties, if someone asked for you to be there, then you can travel over and serve your ice cream and shaved ice.
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Now, Jennifer, mom, she said you were crying after the interview was over. How come? Why was that so important to you?
Well, she had the vision at the beginning of 6 years old, and ooh, when I tell you, I was doing virtual schooling as well. And so throughout that time, writing a journal prompt, just never really knew what would become of her idea. And so as she's standing there being interviewed, it's just like, I'm so inspired. She continues to inspire me every time, every day that she comes up with something different for Delgens. But just being so proud of her, not to have rehearsed anything, but just letting everything just come from her heart. You know, she knows about her business. She's very in tune with her business. And to see her continue to evolve and to know more about entrepreneurship and being a leader as well as a follower at a very young age is really exciting, like happy tears, you know, for me as well as her dad.
Now, Jennifer, how old is Della now?
Della now is 8 years old.
My daughter Cora is 8 years old, and she has a segment on the show called Cora's Corner, and so I include my daughter in what I do.
Oh, see, that is awesome. I think kids, as well as adults, need to see how bright these kids are. Like, they never take no for an answer, right? They're very determined to get what they want. They're very determined to, you know, like for my daughter, start a business on her own, but yet at the same time have the support of her mom and her dad.
Yes, sir.
And Della, when your mom posts about you having big dreams with your business at 8 years old, and people who buy ice cream and shaved ice from you are supporting your big dreams, what are those big dreams for you, Della?
Is to see people from around the world. And also the big dreams is to inspire other kids to do what they love. If you let someone do their passion, they will get better at it and keep doing it.
That's exactly right, Della. And there are people listening right now who either they are kids or people who have kids, grandkids, and other children that might have a vision themselves for something that they would like to do. And I don't want any young person to think that they can't. I want to give them hope and encourage them. And when they see someone like yourself, Della, at 8 years old, having a business at the World Games, an impressive amount of people that you're serving, don't tell me that it can't be done, right?
Yep. It does not keep me done. You got to keep doing it. You're passionate. You will love it. It's like doing the job, but not doing the job, just doing something you love.
I love that. What does it mean to you to have your parents involved in your business?
It feels like they're supporting me really goodly, supporting my dreams and my passion and what I would like to do. And they're also helping me doing what I really want to do, help me create the website, help me create the name, and they help me so much. I thank them for supporting me.
Now, Della, my daughter Cora is an only child. Are you an only child, or do you have siblings?
I'm the only child.
Okay. I was going to say that there are those in your family that you would encourage if you have cousins or you have other young people in your family and they see you. You definitely can be an influence on them to inspire them to start their business or to do something that they dream about.
Yes, sir.
So, Jennifer, when you started this business or when Della decided that she wanted to do this, what was it between you and your husband that you had to say to navigate for her to be able to have this business?
Well, the vision, she wrote the vision January the 7th of 2021. It was, like I said earlier, it was through virtual schooling, and I was just checking on her schoolwork. They have journal prompts every day, you know, for their punctuation, grammar, paragraph form. And the day that I walked upstairs to see what she was doing, and she was drawing and she was writing, and I was like, wow, like that is pretty cool. And so it took about, I then approached my husband and I said, hey, Della, you know, wrote about this, selling ice cream, you know, to her family and friends, and, you know, her mom would help. And I told him about it. And he said, well, I'm going to leave that to you and Della because I have many other things that I'm doing. And I said, well, okay. I said, well, I thought about it for an entire month, Mark, and just prayed about it, thought about it, you know. And so I decided within that 30 days after just praying about it, you know, I just heard a voice, you know, that said, hey, you prepare this vision for her for 3 months. And I guarantee you, I'll take care of you for the rest. And I'm like, ooh, you know. And so maybe back in December of 2020, I was just looking at my retirement from politics, and it wasn't drawing any interest. And I said, you know what? This is for Della anyway. It has her name on it. And I'll just get that money. And the only thing I did was ask my husband. I said, well, can you just look for us a food truck? That's it. That's all I want you to do. And he did just that. And so within 3 months, I end up paying for a food truck. And gradually, you know, as a husband, as a dad, he just gravitated to the concept, right? And just started supporting us. After he did find the trailer. He negotiated it for me. We found it in Florida. And it has just so many significant attributes to this particular trailer. If you ever get out to see us when we are vending, it's one of a kind. You won't see this particular trailer anywhere because of the look, because of the waterfall, because of the design of it. And so he just gradually, you know, took to it, and now he takes us around, and we're serving shaved ice together.
Wow, what a story. And Della, as I listen to your mom, Jennifer, share about that, and I think about what you were writing, did you have an idea that you were going to have anything like this? Or did you think, okay, I'm going to set up a wooden stand or set up a table in my front yard to do this? This is a big deal.
Well, I was thinking like a food truck. I was on my tablet looking how to draw a food truck. because I didn't know. I was thinking, like, what can I do to do something else? I was thinking about doing that, but then I was thinking, what about a food truck? Because you can move it around and go travel. I can see my family and stuff from McDonoughsville, because I always go there camping with my Nana and my daddy and my cousin.
Very smart. I told you, Della, that when I was a kid, I had a cart that was a friend's. He put it together, and it was a plastic cart, but I would lift up the handle, and it would roll down the street, and that was my food cart, was to have the lemonade in the food cart, and I would push, and I had my cups and my ice, and it would melt, you know, so I had all the complications of having no electricity. I wasn't that imaginative, I don't guess, when I was that age to think, okay, Mark, I need to talk to my grandparents about getting me a food truck. But it sounds like, Jennifer, you made the right decision for Della.
Yes. And sometimes you have to do things scared. I'm not going to say it was easy, but I did it scared. But I also just believe that, you know, we're not going to say for a rainy day, we're just going to go all in. When we first went out back in May of last year, like I said, it took 3 months to prepare the logo, the shaved ice. I make my own flavors. I make my own ice. So that's very significant, definitely here around Lee County and other counties that we've been vending at, as far as North Alabama as well. And so it's just been a great experience. Lessons learned. She's learned a lot. We've learned a lot through each other by serving together. And so it's just been an exciting ride, and we can't help, you know, we can't wait to see what the future holds for Delgen.
I just met a few weeks ago with Lee Perryman, who owns Radio Alabama, and I've been running my segment on 96.3 Kix 96 for about 2.5 years now, and just started my 30-minute Sunday program that airs on 96.3, and he wants to add my 30-minute program to his other stations, which includes the Auburn Opelika area through Radio Alabama. And so I'm excited about that as we talk to people in your area to share the message of Delgen's. That's pretty cool that we can reach that audience through the Mark Way Show.
Yes, that is awesome. Well, We're definitely excited. We have a lot of things in the works now. I don't want to say too much, but I am working on some things now. Hopefully have a storefront pretty soon. We don't know. I'm just praying for that and hoping that we can go ahead and set that up, because a lot of our customers and new customers and returning customers are really wanting that. And, you know, just asking, like, where are you guys today? And I'm like, we're nowhere today, but we'll be out this weekend. So we're just looking to some other things to increase visibility as well as make the customers happy.
Well, if you all ever want a vehicle to advertise and promote, you just let me know, because I'm always looking for good people to support what we're doing to try to make a difference in the lives of others, whether that's children with cancer or someone needs a kidney or their house burns down, the different struggles that people have. I try to bring awareness through my show and try to help as many people as possible and show that there are good people out there making a difference. And Della, you are one of those people, and I want to recognize you with the Mark White Show's Cool Kid Award. And I think it's fitting because of the word cool, maybe cold kid award, but you're a very cool kid, Della.
Thank you. I appreciate you super much.
You're welcome, Super Della. And Jennifer, I appreciate you organizing this so I could talk to Della and get some insight on Delgen's and how you all are doing with this business. I'm impressed with your 8-year-old daughter.
Thank you. We are too. We're super excited about her. But at the same time, you know, she must keep those grades up too.
Hey, so amen.
That's first and foremost.
You keep those grades up. So Delgen's is based on whether or not she's making good grades. So customers, encourage Della to make good grades so that you can get your ice cream and shaved ice.
Yes, definitely. But she's doing really good. We're just super proud of her and for where she's going. So we let her take part of Delgen's as well. with the flavors and how to make sure she, you know, she knows how to clean, knows how to talk to customers, knows how to run the POS system. So there's a lot of things that she's learning at a young age that, you know, I'm ready for her to take over when she turns 16. Along with the shave ice, we also serve hot dogs with all the toppings.
Ooh.
We do nachos and cheese with peppers. We serve Coca-Cola products or just drink products. We do water. We have cotton candy bags. We sell different variety of chips. And those are just a few other things that we, and the toppings that go along with the shave ice as far as the boba, Skittles, sour gummies and so forth. And so those are just some of the things that we do sell extra. And now Della wants to add on maybe popcorn, but we'll see about that, you know, because mommy has to do all of that. So we'll see what we can handle and go from there.
Why in the world am I not in Salem, Alabama right now? I could use one of those loaded hot dogs. That sounds great.
Yes, yes. And they're all beef hot dogs.
Well, terrific. Well, Della, you're an impressive young lady. I am so proud of your effort and the fact that your parents got behind you on this and that big dream, whatever your dreams are moving forward. I think as long as you have a great attitude, you make those grades, I think your big dreams are going to come true, Della.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you. And thank you again, Jennifer, for setting this up so I could talk to Super Della.
All right. Thank you again, Mark, as well.
Thank you.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Fabian Oden, who has set up autism awareness for first responders. We appreciate him joining us on the show today to share about his effort to build a database when it comes to those who are nonverbal on the spectrum. And I also appreciate Della and her mom, Jennifer, for joining us here on the Mark White Show to share about Dell Gens. I hope that you will check it out. You can find it on Facebook. Is there a website?
What's the website, Della?
Delgens.com.
Okay, Delgens.com, D-E-L-J-E-N-S.com. You can go check them out on the web, based out of Salem, Alabama, outside of Opelika. Glad to have them on the show. I want you to share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Please let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You can now hear the Mark White Show on 98.1 The Beat out of Huntsville, Alabama on Rocket City Broadcasting at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. And then also you can go to 96.3 Kicks 96.3 out of Alexander City, Alabama, and you can listen at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Sunday morning. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
These are my kind of people.